What is up, everybody? This is your alpha dog, the forever immortal AJ Laster, and welcome to a very special edition of the Real Talk Podcast. I would like to thank, as always, my sponsor, Anchor, for always sponsoring this show. Now, usually I would go on after that, but not right now. I know I promised all of you 2 episodes over the weekend, but I just figured I needed some time, mainly because I had to figure out what the hell I was going to talk about. And to be honest with you, I really couldn't come up with anything to talk about for about an hour. But then I realized something. What is this world coming to? When a man decides he wants to stand up for himself, when he finally decides to take control of his life, or if a woman decides to take control of her life, that makes them the bad guy. And I'm here to tell you that a person who defends themselves, a person who doesn't let any kind of bullcrap bother them, is actually a good person in my book. And yes, I am getting right into it. People who badmouth somebody because they finally stand up for themselves, like, oh, they need to conform. They need to follow the rules. Be honest with you, I'm not one of those people. Never have, and I never will. Sure, yes, I'm unemployed. Yes, I'm trying to find a freaking job for my family. But the thing is, I'm finally deciding to do things my way. I'm tired of having to do what everybody else tells me to do. Like, you need to do it like this, or they won't hire you. You got to do it like that, or you're not going to get the job. Well, guess what? I've been doing things my way for the past several years. No, not several years. For the past several weeks, and things have gone actually pretty damn well. I finally decided to take control of my life, and I finally decided to do what's best for my wife and my kids by getting a job, trying to find another job. But nowadays, you got to do a background check because you never know if the person is lying or not. But for me, every time I've had a background check, it always came back clean and I'm always back to work. And I was told I actually told somebody that if I go back to Ashley Furniture, that I was going to do things my way. Meaning I wasn't going to take crap from anybody. Meaning I wasn't going to kiss anybody's ass to try to get ahead. Thing is, what I meant by that is, I want to do things how I want to do it. When I worked at Ashley Furniture the third time, like I've always said, I was the fastest motherfucker on that track. And then they fired me. Because they apparently didn't like the way I did things. They thought I was lazy. They thought I slacked off. When in reality, at that point, I honestly didn't care. Like I said, I've been unemployed for about 3 months now. August was the first month. September was the second. October was the third. And to be honest with you, I've hated it. I've hated being unemployed for the past 3 freaking months. No offense to anybody who's under unemployment and not being able to work. You have my deepest sympathies, and I hope you guys who are not working are able to find a job. But me, I'm a night owl. I prefer to stay up late. I love being up at 10, 11, 12 o'clock in the freaking morning doing whatever. That's why I do this. I stay up and I do the podcast. I do this show pretty much to entertain you, my loyal listeners, to anybody who's actually listening. And honestly, like I said at the beginning, starting now with this episode, I'm going to start doing things my way. And I'm going to start doing things a little bit different. Because I'm tired of the man putting me down. Putting people who have actually worked there, don't give a flying fuck, a fucking promotion. Instead of giving somebody who's actually doing the fucking job and actually wants to get promoted, but they fucking can't. Because every company has a kiss ass. And I've seen my fair share of kiss asses. I've seen my fair share of people who kiss the ass of the supervisor just to get ahead, or have their head shoved so far up their supervisor's ass that they can actually taste what they had for fucking dinner the previous night. Me, I tried to get ahead. I was one of the hardest workers there, and I got the short end of the stick. Other people got better promotions than me. And you know what? I've had enough. And I'm pretty sure anybody who feels this same way has had enough. Demand is something is a word that I often don't use. People don't, but the supervisors or the higher ups don't listen to new hires. They don't listen. They also don't listen to the ones who have worked there long enough to know what the hell is going on. And me, I worked at Ashley's for over a year. Yes, I had over 30-something points, but some of those were actually freaking excused. And I still got the short end of the stick because one fucking man had it out for me. Of course, now the bald-headed fucker's no longer working there. But still, he had it out for me. I only want full-time workers on my line. I don't want no part-time people. I don't want no part-time employees. Thing is, I was not part-time. I was full-time. I figured I would take care of my family first. Thing is, I got sick and tired of the way things were being run, and it cost me my job. I finally decided to stand up to a place that I actually enjoyed working at. I still want to work there. It's just that I have some grievances. But now that I know the one person who wanted me gone is gone himself, I may have a chance to right the wrongs that I've done. And I bet you there's a lot of people out there who think, oh, you gotta conform, you gotta listen to your supervisor or you're gonna get fired. Yeah, that I actually agree with, but to be honest with you, there is a fine line between being a wolf. Let me rephrase that. There is a there's the difference between being a sheep and being a wolf in sheep's clothing. Every company, every business has that one person who's ruthless and will do anything they can to get to the top. And then there's the ones who blindly follow orders. The ones who blindly follow orders are sheep. And thing is, I would rather be the hunter. I would rather be the predator than the prey. I'm hungry for that money, just like any other person who lost their fucking jobs due to this goddamn pandemic. And to be honest with you, people who don't work, people who don't want to work, are just lazy pricks who think that, oh, the government's just going to take care of me. What's going to happen when all that money runs out? Because when all that money runs out, guess what? What are you going to have to buy your kids diapers? What the hell are you going to have to buy yourself some food to be able to buy your beautiful wife or your beautiful girlfriend new freaking clothes? Are you going to have the money for it? Yeah, you're going to have a little bit left on that unemployment card, but you got to understand, just like any debit card or just like any bank, the money does run out on you. Me, I don't like collecting unemployment. Yes, I am still unemployed. I'm still looking for work. But thing is, the unemployment checks are not enough. Me, just like everyone else, is looking forward to the stimulus check that's supposed to be coming, because apparently it's supposed to be coming the day, they're going to be sending them out the day after the election. But still, there's people who need that money, people who need that money to pay their bills, to be able to continue living in their houses. That way they don't get their asses kicked out. Me, thing is, I am one of those people who actually wants to go out there and get a job and support his family. And I know there's some people out there who believe that I don't want to work, that I just want to be a lazy bum and just sit on my ass and wait for someone to fucking help me. That's not fucking true. I don't want help. I don't like getting help. The unemployment checks do help, but I don't like getting help. I don't like receiving help. I've never been one to get help. The only time I got some serious help was when I got shot in the eye with a damn bottle rocket by my younger brother. And to be honest with you, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the help. Because hell, I'm here to help myself. I'm here to defend myself and defend anybody who wants to fucking work but can't, who are having a hard time getting a job. I would rather be the wolf, the leader of the pack, than some sheep falling in line, taking orders. Because, to be honest with you, everything that's been going on this year has been bullshit. I'm not a fucking sheep. Nobody else who would actually listen to words I say are not sheep. They're fucking wolves. We are a part of a fucking wolf pack. And we will stop at nothing to get what the hell we want. Me, I'm not going to stop until I get what I want. And that's a life for my family. Money for my family. And for the people who think that I'm fucking lazy, that I don't want to go out and get a fucking job, fuck you. Fuck you. for believing that I don't want to fucking work. That I don't want to get out there and make money for my daughter, for my son, for my wife, or for myself. For believing that I want to stay home and be a lazy fuck. And this goes out to anybody else who's fucking listening too. Demand more from yourself. I'm going to get more from myself. I'm going to get more from my kids. I'm going to get more from my fucking family. And I'm going to demand respect. And I'm going to earn it at the same damn time. Because I'm tired of the bullshit. And to you little fuckers out there who think that things are going to get handed to you, newsflash, it won't. Because you guys are just like them. A bunch of sheep who believe that if you fall in line, things are going to get handed to you. You are the reason why guys like me and men and women who are in their early 30s, late 30s, 40s, are out of jobs and are not able to find work. You want everything handed. You want what you want. You want that new game system. You want that new TV. Earn it. Demand is and to believe me, when I say that you want every damn thing handed to you, pisses me off more than you could possibly imagine. Because I'm tired of you entitled little shits, whether you're in your teens or in your early fucking 20s or late fucking 20s, about to hit your 30s, thinking that the world is going to get handed to you on a silver fucking platter. When I say demand, I mean demand respect, then earn it at the same damn time. Not demand to see a fucking manager because, oh, this wasn't the right thing I fucking ordered. You're the ones making yourself look fucking stupid. In your attempt to make other people look stupid, you're just making yourself look stupid. Do you want to demand more from your fucking government? Do it. Stand up for yourself. This is an entire different host of a podcast you're dealing with tonight. And to be honest with you, the bullshit ends. And if you're wondering, yes, there will be another Halloween themed episode this week. Because Halloween is this Saturday. And I want to be able to end the Project Horror on a damn good note. Now back to what I was saying. It's little entitled pricks like that that make guys like me regret being a 30-year-old. To be in his 30s. I'm 31 now. I have two kids I need to support. And you really think my kids give two flying rat's asses about a fucking sandwich that got fucked up? Do you really think my kids want to hear that shit? Nah. Because here's the thing, I've embraced a new lifestyle. Where since nobody's going to defend me other than my wife. My wife defends me whenever she can. But if nobody else is going to defend me besides her, then I am going to defend myself. Because, to be honest with you, and I've said it numerous times, the world has fucked us over. And honestly, It's time for it to stop screwing with us. We want our concerts back. We want to be able to see shows live instead of watching them over a fucking Zoom call or a fucking live stream. This pandemic will end soon. Just don't know when. And to be honest with you, I'm tired of the bullshit. I'm tired of all the bullshit. Especially when it comes for the people who come or that close to you. Well, the ones that you believe are close to you, but you know damn well they're not. What the ones you believe are right by your side, but you already know damn well they're not. See, I know, here's the thing, I do have friends, and I do know they are on my side. They are always by my side. And hell, most of my friends believe it was bullshit that I got fired. After they said no one was going to get fired because they needed all the help they could fucking get. Thing was, I was set up to get fired. And I hated that. I really did. I hated that. And to be honest with you, that was my wake-up call. Everybody has a wake-up call. And to be honest with you, mine came the day they said that I was fired. Yes, they did tell me that they were not going to put me on the non-rehirable list because they need all the help they can get. They said I could come back. And honestly, like I said to a friend, if I do go back, I'm doing things my way. I'm taking fucking control. Because I'm tired of everyone else getting in my fucking head. I believe what I want to fucking believe. And I just realized this. If anybody from Ashley's actually listens to this show, you know what I'm talking about here when I say, when they tell you if you're sick, stay home. If you're having flu-like symptoms, stay home. And yet you still get rolled up for missing that fucking day. Talk about being hypocritical. And honestly, every company is going down the shitter because of this. Because everyone wants to play the role of the hypocrite. Welcome to the fight for what's right. For what we believe is right. What anybody believes is right. What other people believe is wrong. What other people believe is the truth and what other people believe is a lie. What I speak here is neither. Because like I usually say, people in the world don't give two flying rats asses what I think. Because I'm just a nobody. I'm just a 30-year-old. I'm just a 31-year-old father of two with no fucking job and apparently no fucking life. Who would rather air his grievances on a fucking podcast than actually say it to somebody? Well, believe me, if I could say it to somebody, I would. Because here's the thing. In every single episode of my podcast, I build up more fucking confidence to talk about what's going on in my fucking head. And this is real talk. And no, I'm not quoting the fucking podcast. This is real shit. This is how I feel. And if anybody's friends with me on Facebook, you've seen the video of the rant that I did defending my wife and the fact that she loved her fucking job. Only to have someone that was close to her, someone that cared about her, turn her fucking back on her. And the fact that I'm going to get back on my feet. I posted a picture the other day saying that better days are coming. I wasn't blowing smoke out of my ass. I ain't just whistling Dixie here. Better days are coming. Whether it's from me, whether it's from my wife, or whether or not it comes from anybody who decides to stand up for themselves. For anybody who decides to take a fucking stand for what they believe in. And I know I'm going to quote the WWE on this, but I really don't give a fuck. We are here and we want the fucking smoke. We want the fire. The fire inside of me has been reignited. And I swear to fucking God, or the God I believe in, that me and my family are going to do a lot fucking better. Not for the rest of this year. Not just for the rest of this fucking year. But in 2021, 2022, 2023, and fucking beyond. Better days are coming. And I say that to anybody out there who actually listen. People who actually want to defend themselves but can't. Better days are coming for you. Whether it happens the rest of this, or it starts the rest of this year, or it starts next year, or the year after that, or the year after that, or the year after that. Because no one deserves to lose their job. No one deserves to die from this pandemic or anything else. Because, and I'm speaking with all the passion in my heart, our government, not just our state government, but government in general, are playing us like a fucking chess set. And it won't be long before it's checkmate or game, set, match. And like I said in one of the last episodes, the world sees us as a fucking joke. But like I said in that video when I said the same thing, do you see me laughing? Do you see my wife and my kids laughing? Do you see anybody else in the world fucking laughing? No. Nobody gives a flying fuck about the games you play. Just to get votes. Just to get elected to a higher position. Or just get it handed to you because someone endorses you. All this is just a fucking rat race. And come November 3rd, when you cast your ballot, I just want to say this. You matter. Your vote matters. Please don't make this whole election year about all the bullshit. Make this shit about you. About what you want. What you deserve. Now, I don't want people taking my words here and twisting them around and go on some fucking rampage. Going shooting up a fucking neighborhood. I want you to just listen to everything I say. Because here's the real bombshell for you. When somebody's on a rant or a passionate speech, it's not them telling you to go out and do stupid shit. It's not them telling you, hey, go out and burn down this neighborhood. No. When I say demand more, what I mean is demand more out of fucking life. Demand more from the man upstairs or whoever the hell you fucking believe in. Whether you believe in him, you believe in the guy downstairs, or whatever the hell you believe in. Demand more from life. Demand more from yourself. Fight for what you want. And when I said fight for your dreams will fight for you, I was not just quoting a fucking wrestler. I mean every single word of it. Defend yourself. Defend your fucking dreams. And like I always say, reignite that fire. Because, like I said earlier, I'm getting tired of the bullshit, and I know the bullshit's getting tired of me talking about it. Because, honestly, this whole world is going straight to hell. And of course, they say, there's a quote that I got from a song. When the rich wage war, it's the poor who die. And that's all this is. When the rich are waging war against other rich people, it's us middle class or lower class families that take the hit. That are actually taking the fucking bullets. And of course, if I have any Black Lives Matter listeners, believe me, I'm with you. But honestly, if you got members that are taking this way too seriously and thinking that killing somebody is right, just a right or wrong, you need to distance yourself from them. Because, yeah, Black lives do matter. Because they matter just as much as everyone else's. But the ones who take it too damn far need to reevaluate their life choices. But of course, there's always that glimmer of hope at the end of every dark tunnel. And my shining light, my silver lining in all this, is like I said, better days are coming for us lower class and middle class families. We are going to make it out of this alive. We are going to get what's ours, what we deserve. And no, and that's not death. And that's not jail. We deserve everything we want and everything we fucking need. And I'm not just spitting some nonsensical bullshit. I actually believe what I say. I actually believe what I want to believe. Because if nobody else believes me, who else is there? If nobody believes what you want, if you have dreams, they tell you no, dreams are for the weak. Dreams are for the losers. You need to reevaluate yourselves for saying that. Because in reality, dreams are for the winners. Dreams are for the ones who actually want to be somebody. You believe that the ones who make your little shit stuff is going to make you extra money. It's going to make you that much richer. to be honest with you, like I said, when the rich wage war, it's us who take the toll. So I say this to you, my loyal listeners, my loyal followers. And I can't stress this enough. Fight for what you want, and things are going to start happening. Me, I'm fighting for what I want. I want to work. I want to make money for my fucking kids. And if you think for one second that these petty fuckers are going to stop me from doing what I want, just like a certain character from an abridged anime says, oh, just let them try to fucking stop me. Because like I said, I'm going to start doing things my way. Things are going to start changing. For better or for worse. Because I want things for the better. I want things better for my wife, for my fucking kids. Of course, usually I end these with a final thought, but right now I'm not there. Because I do have something else I want to say. To anybody who thinks they're not good enough for a job, that the reason why they got fired is because they're not good enough, think about what you say. You say you're not good enough, and then next thing you know, opportunity knock, knock, knocks at your door. And guess what? It's a better opportunity than the one you had. You feel like you lost the one job you loved, and then you end up going to another damn job that you love. Even better. Like I said, demand more, you'll get more. Earn more, you'll get more. Demand respect, you'll get respect. You'll earn respect. You don't have to kiss everybody's ass just to get them to like you or just to get them to believe you. See, I don't do this podcast just to get liked. I do this podcast because, hell, it's fun to do. I love telling people stuff. I like to talk. Sure, I don't give a damn if I get a guest or not. This show that I'm doing is the best damn thing that I have ever done. That is one of my biggest accomplishments, right next to my wife, marrying my wife, and having my two children. I started this fucking podcast back in April, and I have not stopped since. And I don't intend to stop, because this is a new dream that I'm following, and I'm not going to let anybody stand in my fucking way. And to be honest with you, if anybody's got something to say to me, I just say, bring it on. Can't do a podcast forever. Watch me. Because if I earn my listeners' respect, then I've done something right. Just like radio hosts, they do their shows to get listeners. And when they do get listeners, it's because they want to listen to them. They like their own certain DJ on the show. Someone who says what they like to hear. Me, I don't say what you want to hear. I don't say what you're thinking either. I say what I'm thinking. And if you believe that I'm saying what you're thinking, then, again, I've done something right. Because I honestly do believe that things will get better. And that once you demand more, you'll get more. That's something I truly believe, and that's what's going to happen to me. I want respect. I want to earn respect. Which means I'm no longer taking anybody else's bull. I'm not going to take anybody else's bull. And I'm most definitely, I am not anybody's, I'm not kissing anybody's ass. I'm playing by my own rules when I go back to fucking work. And if you don't like that, well, I got two words for you. And it's not suck it. It's fuck you. If I end up inside somebody's head and say what they're thinking, then obviously as a podcaster, I've done my job. This ain't just a hobby for me. It's a dream come true. And I thank everybody for fucking listening. And to the little shits out there who think that, oh, I'm taking a step too far. That's what I do. I always take it one step too far. And then I turn it upside down on its fucking head and just start over. Mainly because, hell, like I say always, I don't give two flying rats asses who likes me and who doesn't like me. If you like me, cool. If you don't like me, here's to you. I know most people couldn't see that, but I stuck my middle finger in the air. With that being said, now for my final thought. I meant every word that I said. You want respect, earn it. If you can't earn it, demand it. Change your perspective. Check your fucking privilege. Reignite that fire. And take back what's yours. Because nobody else is going to do it for you. Unless you're a fucking Karen who thinks you're entitled. So with that being said, oh, before I get off here, I want to say it has been an honor to do this show for several months. Sure, there's only several episodes out, but I thank you guys, the listeners, who actually listen to my psychotic ramblings and shit that I like to talk about, like music or anime and anything like that. So, with that being said, this has been a very special edition of the Real Talk podcast. And yes, things did get real in this episode. And be honest with you, I am damn proud that I finally got this shit off my chest. And I hope my Real Talk listeners enjoyed this special episode. So with that being said, this has been the Real Talk podcast. I am the Alpha Dog, AJ Laster. And I say to you, good night, good luck, have a pleasant tomorrow, and a bright future is on its way. Be good people. Peace out. Good night, everybody.